My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Was that the reaction of the past to Cedric Tillman?
Oh, yes, it was. That was the reaction in my pants last night. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, that's a nice how do you do.
You're damn right. It's football. Watson's back.
Jesus.
That's the Deshaun Watson I wanted to trade for.
How many people do you have in your pants?
That's the... Hey, they were excited. Big pants, Kenny. What do you want from me?
Congratulations.
For a big man.
Are you feeling it?
What? Feeling what? Tone your pants.
Not my pants. No, not my pants. About? We're trying to get serious here and talk some football. Let's go.
Okay.
It's about time. Let's hear a Here We Go Brownies. Come on, Mitch. Let's hear it.
He's just clapping. He didn't say Here We Go Brownies. He's just clapping.
That works in the dog pound, Mitch. That works.
I mean, you can just clap in the dog pound. There would be plenty of other people clapping with you.
No, it's a constant barrage. What did you see? Of Here We Go Brownies.
Help me out here. You said you saw this yesterday. I'm going, you're going to have to lead me to the water because I don't know what you're talking about.
I was on Reddit. I was on Twitter. And it was, I thought number four couldn't throw the football.
We can't just let Reddit do the show for us for crying out loud.
There were people in earnest debating whether or not any of these throws mean anything. I think it absolutely does, Kenny. It was a sight for sore eyes when I saw Cedric Tillman. I mean, is a chemistry building there. That is a connection that we were excited about when he was drafted. He looked the part. Now it's just a matter of getting him the football. And what did they do yesterday at the Greenbrier? They got him the football.
Now I saw the play. I didn't hear the reaction. I did not hear the oohs and the ahs from the teammates there. Okay, I'll grant you that. However, I did see the video. So what was the fight? You said, oh, I didn't. He can throw the football. Why can't he throw the football?
He's not only throwing the football, I see no look passes so far this camp, like two or three of them.
Can I bring this up or am I going to be called a hater?
No, go ahead, because we're on the same page here about how great Watson looks in camp.
Oh, okay. Do we know it was a no look pass because he's wearing a tinted visor? Where do we know his eyes are at?
Oh, come on, Kenny.
Lima, I'm looking over here. My face is facing over here. I'm looking at you. If I'm wearing a visor, you can't see it.
What are you doing, Kenny?
Well,
when you watch Star Trek, you had no idea where the guy was looking.
Now we're not only measuring the zip, we're measuring where the pupils are.
No, I'm
it's pupil watch.
I'm gonna decide to believe that it was a no look. You're making me out to be the biggest hater in the world. I believe it's a no look pass.
We're on cornea center.
The first thought I said, I go, well, now, because did you notice every team showing their quarterbacks no look pass except for the Chargers because they can't because Justin Herbert has plantar fasciitis now. But they're showing all the no look passes. So now it's like this thing. And I go, why? I don't need him to show no look passes. I just want him to throw regular passes.
It's retina replay with Ken Carmen.
Well, Brandon Whedon was able to hit clay pigeons, and Brandon Whedon sucked as a professional quarterback in actual games. I don't need him to do parlor tricks. That's not the issue. Go ahead.
Maybe the game is too easy.
Why are you making me out to be a bad guy
here? Maybe the game is too easy for Deshaun Watson, and he wants to add a little zest, make it challenging. Well, if you're just gonna complete passes all day, all long, you might as well look the other way.
What was the fight though online? Were there people saying it wasn't a big? It was a nice pass. What were people saying?
It was just as yesterday. I heard Nick and Dustin talking. Nick dubbed it the Watson Wars. We are at the Watson. The Baker Wars have now finally transitioned.
Where's
into
Nick
the
been
Watson
then for the
Wars.
Last 2.5 years about the Watson Wars?
You think they've been?
Did you
fully
just
formed?
Come out of the nuclear tunnel? Like, what are we saying here?
World War II started for the U.S. in 1941. It started for everyone else in 1938.
That's a fair point. That's a very fair point. I didn't think about that. Yeah, for Nick, I don't know where he was the last 2.5 years on the Watson Wars, but I mean they've been going on for a while now.
Look, I think if you have been in battle mode about Deshaun Watson day in and day out, you're going to celebrate the victories. You're going to celebrate the very minor Greenbrier training camp. What are they on? Day 5?
Greenbrier's for sale, by the way. Anybody's looking for buying it?
It is.
There you go.
Right, Watson has the money. Maybe he'd be interested.
He'd still have, like, depending on the last sale, he'd still have about $100 million left over. He could buy the fabulous Greenbrier. But then, I mean, you have to staff it, and you have to do all that stuff. That could eat into it real quick. So, are we upset the fans are making a big deal about this?
I think people,
you got to help me here.
I think there are just people. See, this is where we've gotten. People have asked me before, have you ever rooted for the Browns to lose? And I was honest. Yes, there have been plenty of times I've rooted for my team to lose because
you thought
I was
it
embroiled.
Benefited them long-term.
Yes, I was embroiled in wars about players or coaches or quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And the quickest way out of it, that is for that player to lose. But we are so far away from that with Deshaun Watson. Like, we've been debating, like, would they move on at the end of the year? I can't sit here and root for losses. I can't sit there and root for Watson to be bad. Right now, training camp, as we're getting excited and people are telling you you have one of the best rosters in the NFL.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I just can't get there. I can't mentally get there. Maybe come talk to me by week 10 if they are 3-7 and Watson looks terrible. Okay, maybe it's a different story. I can't do it now. The guy is healthy.
Well,
the guy is ready to roll. They got him, Jerry Jeudy. Njoku's coming off his breakout year. Amari Cooper is here this year.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Wants to have a big year.
Well,
you're clearly not
saying this and blaming them for being excited. My question is generally, why can't Browns fans be excited about a training camp pass then?
And I think that's why. I think they are mired in a debate about Watson every day.
They're Browns fans, obviously. They're mired in a debate every day because we're one of the few franchises who can't talk about their quarterback every single day. Because it is what it is now. It just sticks in your face. He's either going to go out and he's going to have a good season, or he's going to go out and he's going to have a really bad season, and things are not, because even just average might not get it done this year because there were some things that did break your way, and there were some average QB performances that weren't even authored by Deshaun Watson last year with the Cleveland Browns that ended up getting them into the playoffs last season. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know if you can count on that. I don't think you're counting on that this season. You're not. So he has to be good, because even average might not get the job done. But I got nothing to play off of other than the last half that he played last year, and that's not much to go on. And then just what a bunch of people just are feeling, where Yeah, they're Browns fans. Are they going to sit there and say the guy sucks because they're Browns fans? They could say they're maybe a little bit skeptical. Okay, I think that's fair. They could say that they're maybe worried that he's not going to be that good. That's fair too, but they're looking for anything to get excited about. You're looking for something. So, yeah, with Deshaun Watson tone, I don't understand any of the consternation. I'm sorry. I don't get it. Like, we're one of the few fan bases in the NFL that can't sit there and talk about their quarterback every single day because it's plain and simple right now. You have a roster that's good. There's nothing to say. We could talk about whether or not we want him to play in the preseason, and that's something that they discussed throughout the day yesterday. And we actually brought up a little bit, and we will again later today because there's some pretty good audio from Herm Edwards yesterday. But other than that, it's a done deal, man. It's either he sinks or he swims, and we're one of the few franchises that can do it. Pittsburgh, they're going through a quarterback controversy, quote unquote, of their own. Dallas, we play them week one. They have a big quarterback conversation right now. Jordan Love, what's he going to do in year two of his ascendancy? Like, there's conversations to have there, but with us, it's kind of what it is. It's right there in your face. So that you got to look for something.
Well, it's also
just sit there and go, well, it's what exhausting. If he does poorly all day?
It's exhausting. Like and you know what's probably just as exhausting as going back to the second half against the Ravens and looking up the depth of target and whether or not it was a magical day or just a really good day.
But
that's all we have because we have so few moments with Deshaun. So yes, if we see him do anything good in training camp, you're probably going to get excited about it. You can hear his teammates are excited about it. Are they not?
I would assume so. The teammates are different. The teammates, this is part of the process going together. You should be whooping it up during practice. But for the fan, for every fan out there, you're looking for something to be excited about that says your guy is going to do well this year and you're going back to the playoffs. Because I do think that there is a pensiveness to the fan, a quietness where even the most ardent, terminally on social media Browns fan is in the back of their mind worried that the shoe could drop. So you're looking for something to be excited about. I don't blame any fan for that at all.
Is there a difference between being excited about this pass and going, oh, he's back? Watson's
what
back
do you mean?
Off of seeing this pass. Because I do think there are some people that saw that yesterday and went, oh, he's returned back to form. The shoulder's completely good to go again. And there's nothing to worry about with Deshaun. And those people, to me, are the same people that, and granted, sometimes after a win, it's warranted, but they just call in and they do, here we go, Brownies, into the phone, and then they hang it up.
You and me can't say that. Because if I said that, if I saw that play and I said he's back, I better have evidence to back it up.
Correct.
They can say it all day long. And I encourage them to, every Browns fan out there, this is the time you're supposed to get excited. So if you saw that play with Cedric Tillman, and you said, damn it, he's back. Here we go. This thing's going to go. God bless you for doing it. I know I can't do it because immediately Lyman's going to go, why do you think he's back? I got no. It's training camp. I got nothing for you.
Maybe old Lima, not this Lima. I'm looking for any signs that Watson's going to get back to what he used to be. I'm looking for anything.
But you're not going to. You're too smart. You're not going to sit there and make a big deal of it during training camp. Like, if he plays in the preseason.
New Lima wants old Watson.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. Nice. Okay. But if he plays in the preseason, I'm going to have to separate this. This is true. I have to separate the preseason, what he looks like, and having that argument as opposed to getting his work in. If he goes out there and he has a day that's like 5 of 6 for 89 yards and a touchdown, and then his day's done and his preseason's done, I think a lot of people are going to be whooping it up. And I'll be obviously happy, but not over the moon. If he goes out there and he throws a tip ball that ends up being a pick and then he just is whatever for the rest of that performance, I'm going to have to calm down the masses because I think it's more important to get his work in and get anything down with his players again instead of just looking good in a preseason game. Preseason's supposed to be about work. Training camp is supposed to be about work. But for a lot of general folks out there, show me the highlights. Show me the plays. Because they're fighting highlight versus highlight every single game. He's the quarterback of the Browns. He was good when they invested in him. I don't know where we're at right now. I don't know if the injury is going to allow him to be that great moving forward. I can only go by the evidence I see. So if he throws a good pass to Cedric Tillman, damn it, good for him. And honestly, good for Cedric Tillman for running the right route. That's another thing that you have to bring up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.